This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Yeah, we are halfway to the weekend. It's Wednesday already. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you are with us this afternoon. And thanks for having us with you. Whether you're in your car, at work, at home, or you're working or just, you know, doing whatever you're doing, thank you for having us with you. It is an honor to be with you every afternoon here on WWL. All right, let me just remind you that we have this weather moving through the area. It's a system of thunderstorms pushing through our area. And keep it locked here on WWL and WWL.com for minute-by-minute weather updates. As soon as something happens, we'll let you know what's going on. The conditions are right for these slow-moving or training storms. It's where the storms just train over the same area. And our area is under a flood watch through 7 p.m. on Thursday. So all day today and tomorrow, we're expected to see a lot of rain. The city of New Orleans is warning that heavy rain could cause street flooding, so neutral ground parking will be allowed for drivers through Thursday at 7 p.m. So listen for weather updates every hour on the top of the hour, and we'll give you updates every time we get a chance. Okay, we're going to talk to Alexa Trisler from the WWL Weather Center, Channel 4 Weather Center, coming up at about 1:25 this afternoon. So, yeah, stay with us for that that update. I'm assuming Wednesday at the Square is going to be postponed. Okay, that has been postponed. Wednesday at the Square concert series by the Young Leadership Council happens every Wednesday at Lafayette Square. But sometimes there are storms, and usually what they do is they postpone it, and then they just put it on the end. When it comes to an end, they have one more concert. Okay, it's on here. Okay, so it's going to be all right. It's going to be next Wednesday. Wait a minute, I'm confused about this. Okay, wait. It's going to be next Wednesday, May the 14th. Today's Wednesday at the square. Fest and concert has been postponed until Wednesday, May the 14th. Okay, so I guess it's kind of coming to an end. So anyway, just keep that in mind. Let's see. Okay, so the Cardinals are all locked in Sistine Chapel. And they can't have their cell phones with them. You know, what are they doing? Did you watch the movie Conclave? You know, I did. I talked about it on the show. If you want to find out a little bit about it without the ending being revealed, you can go to my Facebook page, Scoot on the Air, and scroll down until you see the review, the blog that I wrote about seeing the movie Conclave. It's fictional, but a lot of fiction is based on factual things, and information gets out about the process of selecting a pope. And so somebody wrote a thriller about that. It is fiction, but there are some things about it that are realistic, and we'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. But here's what I find interesting. Some of the cardinals have actually watched Conclave, and they say they're watching it to kind of get direction. That's kind of interesting. I think what they're going to learn most from the movie is mainly what not to do. You know, take a look at the politicking that goes on. Take a look at how little is about Catholicism and how much of it is about getting the right person in that position. And while the ending might be a little realistic, it is an interesting ending. And I think what the ending reveals is that the Catholic Church has historically had really big secrets. And we'll see what happens. We're waiting for the black smoke. White smoke means that black smoke means that they have no selection yet. And the white smoke means that they have a new pope. So anyway, we'll keep our eyes on that, as everybody is doing. But I just found it interesting that some of the cardinals are actually watching a conclave. And we'll talk about how realistic the movie actually is a little bit later on. So, you know, yesterday we were talking about the press conference that the president of the United States had. And the new prime minister of Canada, Mark Carney, was sitting right next to him. And I was sitting there watching, oh my God, what must this guy be thinking? Because, to be honest with you, the president was full of it yesterday in a lot of what he said. And I'm not even going to go into the fact-checking about what he said, because there's no need to go into that. But a lot of what he said is just totally bogus. So Mark Carney had told a reporter, I'm glad you couldn't tell what I was actually thinking while he was talking. Burger King is facing a lawsuit over Whopper ads because the Whopper is not as big as it's supposed to be. Apparently, they say the Whopper is bigger than it really is. That's something that I guess a lot of men can relate to. All right, Tesla inventory is continuing to pile up. They're even offering a $10,000 discount to try to get people to buy buy Teslas. And all of this, do you know what this is all about? This is all about a rejection of the co-president for a while, which was Elon Musk, head of the Doge entity in the White House. And so, just as a reminder, not everybody likes the president of the United States. Not everybody agrees with everything the president of the United States says. And again, I totally denounce any destruction of Tesla dealerships or of Tesla vehicles. Those are people's private vehicles. And, you know, a lot of people bought those vehicles long before Elon Musk stepped into the political spotlight. So that's their property. That was their choice of a car. It's a hell of a car. I mean, it really is. My son has a Tesla, and it's a hell of a car. It's fast, it's comfortable, and it's a good car. So a lot of people bought that because they liked it, and it was no support of Elon Musk. But some people have tried to get rid of their Teslas. In fact, there was a point, I think it's still going on, where Tesla is not accepting any Teslas for trade-ins because they've just got too many that they can't sell. But the Cybertruck starts at about $80,000 and goes up to $100,000 for some of the models. But there have been safety concerns, quality complaints. There have been some embarrassing recalls that have taken place on the Cybertrucks. And they're even offering a big discount, and people are still not buying. But this is a rejection from a lot of people in America of Elon Musk, Doge, and ultimately the administration that is currently in office. The U.S. Navy has lost another fighter jet. The second one lost in the Red Sea. An F-18 crashed into the Red Sea. It was coming in for a landing, and there seems to be some question about whether or not it might have been hit. It might have been hit by gunfire. Anyway, it's coming. This was from the Houthis in Yemen. And it was coming in for a landing on the aircraft carrier, the USS Harry S. Truman. And coming in for a landing, and something went wrong. The pilots ejected. They crashed into the water, but they ejected. They're alive, and they're okay. But the jet crashed, and the remains are still in the Red Sea. Four of the sources on CNN cited that the Houthi rebels did take a shot at the ship. And then there was an F-18 Super Hornet that just fell off the aircraft carrier the other day. They had to make some kind of a maneuver. I mean, you know, you can't just like turn that thing on a dime. I mean, it takes miles and miles to turn a ship around, and an aircraft carrier is about as big as a ship you're going to find. So they had to make some kind of a quick turn. The plane just fell off the ship. These planes cost about $60 million apiece. Imagine that. So two planes just dropped into the water. You know, since so many people like to do comparisons, we're not going to do this. But so many people like to make comparisons with the last administration that it really would be fair to figure out how many jets the Navy lost when Biden was president. Now, we're not going to do that on this show, but I'm just pointing out that that's what people do. And that's what the current president is doing. So many comparisons with the past. As soon as something happens, it's a comparison with what happened in the past. So we could look up and see how many jets were lost under the Biden administration and criticize the current president with that. But we're not gonna do that on the show. All right. So there's some new information about that that woman, Shiloh Hendricks, the woman who has raised, as of the other day, I don't know how much it is now. I don't know if we can find an update. I'm gonna ask Ian to check into this. I looked and had a hard time finding an update. Maybe they don't want to say. But as of the other day, this woman who shouted the N-word at a five-year-old African-American child who apparently stole something from her, she had raised over $600,000, claiming that she needed to relocate. But essentially, this is money supporting the use of the N-word. I did a video, and it's posted on my Instagram account, Scoot on the Air Instagram. It's also posted on Scoot on the Air Facebook. And you can take a look at the video, see if you agree with me. You can comment on it. A lot of the comments either directly or vicariously support the use of the N-word. And to me, it's just shocking because that doesn't need to happen. Now, the new information is coming from the Daily Wire and host Matt Walsh, who is a pro-President of the United States advocate. He is pro-president. And so I don't know whether this information is true. Because there's reason to believe that any pro-president group or media site is not going to be honest. One of the claims is that the child was much older than 5 years old. There is another part of this that says the child may not have been autistic. Okay, well, you know, because he didn't look autistic to this person, Matt Walsh. If you just see a child running, you're not going to be able to tell if they're autistic. I mean, that's just ridiculous to even think that. So I don't know how he has this information, but I'm presenting this as possible information, but it's discredited because it comes from such a biased source. All right. Attorney General Pam Bondi is carrying around a vial of fake fentanyl to show that this is all it takes to kill you. And the headline reads, here's the headline. Pam Bondi says she's carrying around a vial of fake fentanyl to show that's all it takes to kill you. Well, I hope there's no criticism of her carrying around a vial of fake fentanyl. Because you can't carry around fentanyl. And I think it's okay for her to carry around this vial showing this is all it takes to kill you. So I don't have a problem with that. All right, so the bill banning furries in Texas schools has died. We're going to tell you why it died, and it's really kind of funny. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon about anything we talk about, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Ian Hoke is our senior producer at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
And good afternoon to you as well. And good afternoon to everybody, yeah. Except all the people that have donated money to Shiloh Hendricks.
I know.
It's pretty easy to find the Give, Send, Go page. She has raised $739,404.
$739,000.
From donors such as, why are Somali pedos in Western countries anyway? Whites have the cards when we act together. You were right. Wow. White racists all the way. Wow.
Yeah, really, really shocking. Yeah. I would agree that it's appalling. And some of the comments on my Facebook page and Scoot on their Instagram reflect this support of the use of the N-word. Now, look, the child should not have stolen anything, and that's wrong. And that child should be punished for doing what he did.
That's her framing, by the way. Nobody has ever seen the footage of what actually happened. She claims that the kid stole stuff from her diaper bag. Others say, you know, the kid just like touched it or went through it. This 5-year-old autistic child, okay. black child, dared to approach her precious diaper bag. And that's when she said, get away from the bag, you N-word.
Well, he shouldn't look in it. I mean, you know, but nobody should touch people's stuff. But, you know, if he's 5 years old, if he's 7 years old, whatever, you know, especially an autistic child can do things that other children don't do. And while it's not right, she did not have to use the N-word. She used the N-word because it's comfortable for her to use the N-word. And by playing the victim here and raising all this money, she is asking people to support her use of the N-word. And there's just no need to use it. And I think this is really disgusting and appalling, but it is a reminder about the racists that we have living among us. I mean, hardcore racists.
A note, too, about this website, this Give, Send, Go website. This is not GoFundMe, which is a different thing. Give, Send, Go is a crowdfunding website that was originally founded by Christian organizations to fund mission trips. And then they figured out very quickly that there is a whole ecosystem of people who want to fundraise off of stuff just like this that cannot use the more mainstream platform, GoFundMe, for purposes like this, because it goes against the terms and conditions at GoFundMe. So now GiveSendGo has expanded, and they have done fundraising for Kyle Rittenhouse, for this woman, Shiloh Hendricks. You know, anybody that's been in this kind of spotlight for the last several years, where it's possible for them to get hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars in donations from racist maniacs.
Yeah.
And that's what they've done. And they've carved this out for themselves under the banner of free speech. Everybody should have the ability to fundraise money for whatever you want.
Well, look,
but you know what they won't do? You can't come on Give, Send, Go and say, I need money for abortion care, or I need money for gender affirming therapy. They won't do that.
Oh, they're hypocrites.
Yeah.
Well, look, this idea about getting the money. I mean, you're a racist if you give money for that cause. If you support the use of the N-word and you give somebody money, that's a sign of being a racist. If you're a racist and you admit it, cool. But there are a lot of people who don't want to admit that they're racist, and they say it's freedom of speech. Well, okay, it is freedom of speech. And I said yesterday that the police investigated in Rochester, Minnesota, and their investigation was concluded. They turned it over to the city attorney's office. I don't know that a crime was committed. I don't think using the N-word is a crime. It is protected by freedom of speech. But there are things that I could say about you that I could get away with. I could say things about you personally, some of you personally. I could find out a little bit of information, say some things about you personally. I could do that with some of the names that I see on my Facebook page and Instagram account. I could say something personally that I would couch it in the context of freedom of speech. I wouldn't say anything slanderous or anything like that, because I'm smart enough to stay away from that. But I could say some really damaging things and hurtful things about you.
I mean, the English language belongs to everybody. You know what? Use whatever language you want, but understand that there will be consequences for that. And if you just use this word out in the universe, it's unlikely that you're going to catch a criminal charge for that. But if it escalates to the point where it can be called harassment, that's a crime. So if you are causing alarm or fear or emotional distress in somebody with the language that you are using at them, you could catch a criminal charge for that, and
well,
this woman may still.
That's true, but just shouting the N-word in itself is not necessarily a crime. I mean, some people want it to be, but it's not necessarily a crime. But if you use it in a certain context, well, that could be a crime. All right, if you have a comment, the Okunar Jewelers talking text line 504-260-1870. Rain's going to be with us for a day or so now, so let's just be safe out there. Drive carefully. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Luke Combs. I posted part of the show from yesterday where I was talking about Luke Combs saying that his priorities are in order this year. He says, my job is not more important than my kids. And I was talking yesterday about how it's easy for Luke Combs to say that because he's a multimillionaire and he's going to have money in the future. He doesn't have to worry about money anymore. And it's really easy to say, well, you know, I got my priorities in order. You know, work is not number one. My kids are number one. Well, when you have that kind of money and you can set your own schedule in terms of when you go on tour, it's easy to make your kids number one. But a lot of men have to go through things where they have to put work first, but they're putting work first because they love their kids. Women are doing the same thing. Sometimes it's women who are in that position. It was hard for me to talk about this yesterday, but I did. The blog and part of the show from yesterday is posted on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page, and you can comment on that. And if you're in a situation where you can relate to that, please share your comments. All right, we've got a lot of rain in the area. Let's go to the WWL Louisiana Forecast Center. Alexa Trishler joins us. Alexa, it is a rainy day.
It is. You know what? I have to agree with you on what you just said. That was a really good point.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Well, you know, a lot of people go through that. And it's, you know, when Luke Combs said that, I thought, well, okay, you know, this is all cool. But
yeah,
it's you know, that's easy for him, but it's not easy for everybody else. And I went through a time in my life when I was made to feel like I was putting work ahead of my son. But in reality, I was I had to move because that was the only opportunity I had to continue to provide for his mom, and also for his private school. So it was a tough situation.
Right, 100%. I know everyone has to go through, most people have to go through something like that. But yeah, it's a really, really great point. But like you mentioned, it's been a rainy morning. It's been a mess out there this morning with the heavy rain. And it's still raining now, not as bad as it was this morning. We had some really strong storms roll in this morning, especially seeing some damage across the West Bank and Marrero. Saw the worst of the damage from the strong winds from the storms today. Luckily, the winds have subsided. We're still dealing with some soaking rain throughout the early part of the afternoon. But things will be quieting down going into the evening commute. So by this evening, we should be done with the rain.
So the worst of it came this morning for the greater New Orleans area. And,
yes.
And is there's not another wave that's lining up to come through here?
No, the final push is moving through now. We've got some steady and heavy rain down the bayou, closer to the coast. We've got some heavier showers, and we've got some steady and soaking rain across the city and our river parishes. But this is pretty much it. It'll continue to rain over the next probably 2 hours or so, 2 to 3 hours at most. And once we get to about dinner time tonight, the storms look to wrap up. Yeah, the worst of it really happened this morning where we got the really heavy rain, the strong winds and the lightning. And the thing is, though, tomorrow we could see a few showers and storms. Doesn't look like as bad as today, but there is still going to be some rain in the forecast tomorrow, and it could be heavy. And then Friday, it looks like our rain chance will be pretty high. So planning for some more heavy rain on Friday as well.
All right, what about the weekend and Mother's Day?
You know what? The weekend doesn't look that bad. I think we'll still have this disturbance kind of lingering, but it looks like some drier air will work in this weekend, and it's not going to be nearly as wet this weekend. There could be a couple isolated showers and maybe a storm around Saturday, Sunday, but very hit or miss, not much rain, and mostly dry this weekend in the upper 70s for high temperatures.
Okay, Alexa Trishler, WWL Louisiana Forecast Center. Thanks for the information.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, have a great afternoon. About 11,000 energy customers are without power. We're going to do the best we can to get a hold of energy, and we'll give you an update on that when we can. All right, let's take a look at Scoot's news briefs. Associated Press correspondent Giovanna Del Orto says that the scene at the Sistine Chapel where the 133 cardinals have begun is very secretive. It's a centuries-old ritual of electing a new pope.
There will be presumably one ballot tonight. And then if a decision is not reached tonight, there'll be two ballots in the morning and two ballots in the afternoon until they reach the necessary two-thirds majority, which is 89 votes, at least, for the next pope. How will we know? Because we will see smoke coming out of the chimney on top of the Sistine Chapel. It will either be black, and that means that no decision has been made, they will vote again, or it will be white, and that's when we will know that we have a pope.
And apparently the next pope is in this room. They expect the next pope to come from the 133 cardinals.
Even though it's not per se church law, most likely for the last centuries, they've chosen one of their own. So one of the cardinals that we see, that we will be watching, walking into the Sistine Chapel today, will most likely come out as pope.
Yeah, and it's not going to be the president of the United States. You know, he had that Photoshop picture of him dressed as the Pope. It's not going to be him. And, you know, in a way, I thought it was kind of funny. But, you know, that's the kind of thing that you just really don't do if you're of sound mind and body. You know, you just stay away from that kind of stuff. But, I mean, I did think it was mildly funny. And I'm a Catholic. I wasn't that offended by it. All right. So what does it look like on the inside?
The Dean of the College of Cardinals, Giovanni Battista Re, celebrated the Mass, which is meant to pray for the 133 cardinals to find the wisdom, counsel, and understanding to elect a worthy successor to Pope Francis. Wearing bright red vestments, the cardinals process down the central aisle of the Basilica as the Sistine Chapel's boys' choir sings. They take up their seats around the main altar, which lies above the traditional burial place of St. Peter, considered to be the first pope. Hailing from 70 countries, the cardinals will soon be sequestered from the outside world, their cell phones surrendered, and airways around the Vatican jammed to prevent them from all communications until they find a new leader for the 1.4 billion member Catholic Church. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
All right, the President of the United States and his officials haven't really been on the same page when it comes to trade talks with China, but now the talks are scheduled to take place in Switzerland.
About 2 weeks ago, President Trump said,
"We've been meeting with China."
But on trade, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent told a House hearing Tuesday,
"China, we have not engaged in negotiations with as of yet."
Now, both China and the U.S. have announced Bessent and China's vice premier will lead delegations to Switzerland this weekend for the first major talks between the two nations since President Trump sparked a trade war that now has U.S. tariffs against China at 145%. And Beijing's tariffs on U.S. imports at 125%. But the president predicted 2 weeks ago a fair deal would come.
Gotta be fair.
Are you talking to them actively now?
Actively. Everything's active. Everybody wants to be a part of what we're doing.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Oh, yeah, China's ready to crumble. Yeah, they're going to crawfish out of this. China's scared. We'll see what happens. The White House is once again saying, oops, sorry, just kidding, about mass layoffs at key federal agencies, hoping that those fired workers do come back.
Letters went out Tuesday restoring some of the cuts at the CDC and FDA. Some at the World Trade Center Health Program received a letter saying that the notice of upcoming HHS reduction in force is hereby revoked. That program provides health care services to 9/11 first responders and survivors, and New York City lawmakers responded with fury to the cuts. HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said earlier the 9/11 program was being merged into a new agency. Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
Wait a minute. So they go fire all these people behind the advice of Elon Musk and Doge. They fire all these people, and now they want them back? It sounds to me like there's no plan. It sounds like they don't really know what they're doing. Israeli strikes across Gaza killed at least 59 as Israel prepares to ramp up an offensive.
Officials from Gaza's Al-Aqsa Hospital say the strikes included one attack on a school sheltering hundreds of displaced Palestinians, which killed over 20 people, including 9 women and 3 children. It was the fifth time since the war began that this school had been struck. An early morning strike on another school turned shelter killed around 1,600, according to the hospital. Meanwhile, the Secretary General of the Norwegian Refugee Council, Jan Egeland, accuses Israel of cruelty in its current Gaza campaign.
It would be absolutely catastrophic if they continue their current cruel military logic. Forcible transfer of civilian populations It's an atrocity crime, it's a war crime under international law.
Eglon adds, he has around 100 aid workers on the ground inside Gaza. They're telling him food has run out, bakeries have closed, and aid groups' water trucking capacities will come to a halt very soon. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
All right, things are pretty rough in South Asia. Now, India and Pakistan both have nukes. That's why it's scary that they're escalating their attacks against each other.
India has fired missiles at Pakistan in what it said was retaliation for last month's massacre of Indian tourists. New Delhi resident Deepak Kapoor says India is justified in its attack.
I think it was about time. They really pushed it too much. So I fully support the government. And of course, we should be prepared for any consequences that follow.
Pakistan's military said the Indian missiles killed more than two dozen people, including women and children, in Pakistan-administered Kashmir and the country's Punjab province. Defense editor of The Economist, Shashank Joshi, says Pakistan is likely to respond to the attack.
I would be surprised, let's put it this way, if we didn't see some kind of at least symbolic Pakistani retaliatory missile attack on Indian soil.
Already, it's the worst confrontation between rivals since 2019, when they came close to war. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Yeah, it's really scary because they both have nukes, and that's a look at Scoot's news briefs. Let's just hope that that works out okay, because, again, India and Pakistan, they got the big bomb. Hey, if you want to join us for the comment this afternoon, the Okunar Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870 on this rainy Wednesday afternoon. I'm Scoot on the air, and we'll be back on WWL. All right, so today is the deadline for getting the real ID. Now, this started because of 9/11. There was going to be this idea of having a national ID. The state IDs are slightly different, and the idea of having a real ID, a national ID, was a good idea. But I haven't gotten mine yet. But if you haven't gotten the real ID yet, it's okay. Your driver's license is still active. It is still valid for doing whatever you need to do. And you can still apparently fly with your driver's license. But ultimately, we're all going to have to get the real ID. All right, let's go to James and Harvey. Hey, James, welcome to the show.
You hear me? I don't need to take you off speaker.
I can hear you.
All right, dude. Thanks for letting me talk. I want to talk about a conversation I had with someone about the movie Conclave. I was watching this Sunday. One of the actors that were being interviewed, that was in Conclave, was being interviewed. And the interviewer described why four of the major cardinals were dismissed. And one she described as being too conservative and radical. The second one was too progressive and not traditional enough. The third one was because he probably was removed from being a cardinal for some stuff he did. And the fourth one, of course, he was removed because he was African. And when I tried to tell a friend of mine why that bothered me. Well, that's, of course, none of them deserved it. And with people just thinking just because he was African, even though he didn't deserve it because of what he did, the guy didn't watch the movie. He didn't know. He just knew he was African. He shouldn't have been a cardinal. In this country, we don't get accepted as normal human beings in this country.
Well, so, I mean, look, there still is a degree of truth with that, James, but in a lot of ways, that's no longer true. I don't want to perpetrate that image. That's, I mean, the idea that African-Americans are three-fifths of a human or three-eighths of a human, whatever it was in the past, that's long gone. I mean, not in the minds of everybody, but I think it's long gone.
Okay, but my point is that not only was on one television show where that was described that way. I heard too. That's why I even brought it up. And I don't hear anybody even saying that, yeah, that's the reason why the guy was gone. The guy was gone because he had done something, not because he was African.
Yeah. Well, so that should not be a reason to disqualify.
I just wanted to make that note. Yeah. Right. I just wanted to make that note.
Okay. That should not be a reason to disqualify anybody from anything, for that matter.
Amen.
All right.
Keep going, Scoot.
All right, James, I appreciate the call. All right, again, if you want to join us with a comment, the Okunar Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. We still have a lot to get to this afternoon. Again, I want to go into a little more detail about the update on the woman raising hundreds of thousands of dollars now in support of shouting the N-word at a five-year-old child. The amount is now up to $739,000. The people who are sending money are racist. You are a racist if you support using the N-word. It is a derogatory term that is designed, whether you realize it or not, it's designed to make you feel superior. It's designed to put somebody else down and to make you feel better about yourself. But there's a problem with this whole story, and we'll talk about that next hour. Also, coming up in the next hour, I want to talk about the furry bill. Now, look, you think this is a joke. It's not a joke. There was a Republican in Texas who was sponsoring a bill that would eliminate non-human behavior in the classroom. It would eliminate litter boxes being put in the bathrooms so children who relate to animals could use the litter box instead of the urinal or instead of the toilet. Anyway, I want to talk about why the bill failed. And that's the comic relief of all of this. You know, furries are people who, you know, dress up like animals. And they relate to being an animal. I think that there's a segment of the population. And by the way, it's not just young kids. It's adults, too. I've got locked in a hotel once. Happened to just check into a hotel where there was a furry convention going on. And I had no idea what the hell was going on. And then I figured it out and I was a little bit shocked. Anyway, we'll talk about why that bill failed coming up in the next hour. All right. We're still waiting for the white smoke. We haven't seen any smoke yet. We'll also talk about the four cardinals who are favored to possibly become the next pope. I hope the next pope is liberal like Pope Francis. Now, that has nothing to do with politics. It has to do with Catholic doctrine. And I hope he's liberal in interpreting a lot of things about the church. Some people might want a conservative pope to go back to a more strict interpretation of Catholic doctrine. So I hope he's more liberal, so we'll see what happens. We'll be right back on WWL. All right, on the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 1998, country singer-songwriter Eddie Rabbit passed away, died of lung cancer at the age of 56. Might have been a smoker. Yeah, man, don't smoke. This was one of his big hits. All right, also coming up in the next hour, Chris Cuomo from News Nation just ripped into a senator who refused to show up at his show, who bailed at the very last minute, right before the show was to start. And Chris Cuomo called him a coward and said, what a punk ass move. We'll tell you who that senator was. Also, Marjorie Taylor Greene says she never said there were Jewish space lasers starting wildfires in California. Liar.